The taxi driver took us to the wrong hotel, and it was a conspiracy. He was getting a kickback from that wrong hotel for any new business he brought in. We were a group of high school students in the International Club on a trip to Mexico with our teacher and some chaperones. The taxi driver dropped us off at the wrong hotel. Then people at the registration desk said they called the right hotel and found out there were no rooms left. Realizing it was a scam, our teacher called the correct hotel directly, and we had to walk quite a ways to get to it, but everything was resolved. Although we high school students were impressed with the taxi driver, he was a star, by the way he maneuvered through Mexico City in the craziest traffic I've ever seen, even using the sidewalks when he needed to. Although the taxi driver was a star for all of us as we watched him maneuver, he was no longer a star after he tried to cheat us with the wrong hotel. This wrong hotel wouldn't fit our purposes. The cost was too high. The location wasn't good. I'd say in hindsight, that taxi driver was a counterfeit star. He started off shining for us with spectacular moves on the busy streets, but he faded once he deceived us, not leaving us where we needed to be. The Magi kings in our gospel today find a real star, a true star, a good star, which leads them to find Jesus Christ, the divine King. How do you and I discern what is the real star to follow, the good star, the true star? It's always the star that leads us to Jesus Christ. The star that led the Magi to Jesus in the gospel today represents everything in our life that leads us to Jesus Christ. That's how we determine that something is a real star, a true star, a good star. Jesus Christ is the only Messiah. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. Jesus Christ is the only answer to man's deepest longings. So any real star, any true star, any good star really has to lead us to Jesus Christ in order to be worthy of the name. Thank the Lord for the real stars in your life. Parents who started you on the road to Jesus Christ with your baptism into Him, and then taught you to pray so that your soul would continue to be touched by Him. Grandparents are true stars when they encourage their grandchildren in the faith and teach them to pray. Our peers, our friends, are real stars when they try to keep us on the straight and narrow way near to Jesus. Thank the Lord for the real stars, the true stars, the good stars in your life. And be very, very cautious about anything claiming to offer happiness, life, and abundance if it is not subordinated to Jesus Christ, if it does not serve to strengthen your relationship with Jesus and lead you to Him. It is not enough that it be just some random spirituality out there. What claims to be a star leading us to happiness, yet not leading us to be greater disciples of Jesus Christ, to be greater friends of Jesus Christ? Such stars can only fade in the long run and leave us in a place we ought not to be. The most obvious star is the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the prototype and first member of the Church. Having experienced at the core of her being so profoundly the real presence of the Divine Son, and witnessing His profoundly wise life in its entirety, the Blessed Mother will be, more so than any other creature, the star who faithfully guides us. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux says that the star is Mary, who guides us through the dangers of this world and leads us to the door of salvation. Auspice stellam, invoca Mariam, St. Bernard wrote in Latin. Look upon the star, invoke Mary. Auspice stellam, invoca Mariam. Look upon the star, invoke Mary. And along with Mary, its premier member, the church is a real star, a good star, a true star. The church, by all her teachings handed down throughout the centuries, is an infallible star, teaching us the morality and the doctrine that will leave us in the right place, in the state of grace, in the capacity to live the freedom of real love, fully alive, therefore. Why must we teach how to recognize the real star? Because sometimes in the spiritual life, in a fallen world, the tangible signs leading us get a little difficult to discern. So the Magi obviously lost sight of the star for a time. If they could still see the star, they would not have needed to ask in Jerusalem the whereabouts of the new king. There must have been some temporary disappearance, some temporary inability to discern the star clearly. So after their audience with King Herod, a false star, it says the real star that they had seen at the beginning of its rising led them again, and they rejoiced to see that star, and finally to see it stop right over the place where Jesus lay. In life, you and I have to do our best to discern the real star, the true star, the good star, and avoid being led off the path by counterfeit stars that will leave us less than fully alive because they don't lead us to Jesus. Everything that has led us to this holy mass is a real star, a true star, a good star, because here in Holy Mass, we encounter Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity.